From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. We learn how the VA Maryland healthcare system is offering some disabled veterans an alternative to institutional care. Instead, up to three veterans move into the home of a full-time caregiver. Nicole Trimble, medical foster care coordinator, describes the delicate matchmaking process.
We work very hard. You know, we try and look really closely at the veteran and what their needs are. Not only if they're a good fit with the caregiver, but a good fit with the veterans also currently residing in the home.
And we hear from U.S. Army veteran Peter Samaras, who moved in with caregiver Patrice Taylor 6 years ago. It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. The veteran population in Maryland is aging. A 2017 report by the state's Department of Veterans Affairs notes that nearly half of Maryland's vets served during either World War II, the Korean War, or the Vietnam War. And while disabled or medically frail veterans may need help managing their health, institutional nursing home facilities are not always the best fit. One alternative is a program called medical foster care, where a veteran moves into the home of a licensed caregiver and receives care around the clock. The program was piloted over a decade ago by the Little Rock VA Medical Center. Recent reporting by Kaiser Health News found that medical foster care programs now provide care for more than 1,000 veterans in 42 states and Puerto Rico. Joining us to talk about the VA Maryland Healthcare System's medical foster care program is social worker and program coordinator Nicole Trimble. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How does medical foster care work?
Well, medical foster home is a program really geared towards keeping our elderly or frail veterans in the community. It really gives them an option to stay in the community for as long as possible versus having to move into a long-term care facility or institution.
Who qualifies?
All veterans that are eligible and enrolled in VA healthcare can qualify for this program. Now, if the veteran isn't currently enrolled, we can certainly assist them in doing that as well.
Do they need to show a certain level of disability?
No, this is not based on a service-connected condition. Any veteran eligible for VA healthcare is eligible for this program, so they don't necessarily have to have served during wartime or combat, if you will.
This is medical foster care. Is there any medical standard they need to meet?
We really care for veterans sort of on the spectrum. So many of our veterans do have medical illnesses that require the assistance and care of a caregiver, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure. And then we have veterans that have cognitive disabilities, dementia, things of that nature, as well as mental health illnesses. So really the criteria, the medical piece, is that a veteran needs assistance caring for themselves, whether it's assistance bathing, assistance taking their medication, assistance getting dressed, things of that nature is really when we look at the medical piece.
How long has this program been offered to veterans in Maryland?
We've been up and running, I believe it's been 6 or 7 years since the VA here in Maryland has been up and running.
And how many veterans are currently in the program?
Currently, we're caring for 9 veterans.
In how many homes?
We currently have 5 homes, and I'm actually just finishing up bringing on a 6th home.
I imagine it's difficult to find caregivers who are able to open their homes this way.
Certainly. This program is very, the criteria is very narrow, if you will. The mission of the program really is to give veterans a home-like environment, a home-like setting to age in, to be cared for it in. So the homes the criteria, they have to be licensed. The caregiver has to live there. It's foster care. It's exactly like it sounds. The caregiver also is not permitted really to work full-time out of the home. Their main duties, if you will, are providing the care for the veteran in the home. So we really strive to find good quality homes to offer our veterans.
And when you say licensed, what's involved in being licensed?
Certainly. So they have to go through the licensing process and procedure through the Office of Healthcare Quality here in Maryland.
That's part of the VA?
No, it's actually, it's a state. It's run by the state, and they are the licensing body, if you will, for any assisted living in the state of Maryland.
And what's involved in that licensing?
There's an application process, there's multiple inspections, there's training. So we at the VA, they have to have this before we can even consider them. And then we have our own set of criteria as well. So that's sort of one of the first levels of the criteria for them to be even considered for our program.
And tell me what kind of criteria you have.
So we essentially have an application process as well. So they have to go through the state. And then we, at the federal level, have a vetting and application and inspection process, if you will, before we'll actually start placing veterans in the home.
Right. I'm just trying to help listeners get more of a sense of what those requirements are.
Okay. So the basic criteria, as I said, the home has to be licensed. So they go through the Office of Healthcare Quality licensing process. They can't even be considered by us at the VA until they have their license in hand. Now, with that license, they have to be licensed for 3 individuals or less and licensed at level 3 care. So that means they're only permitted to have 3 residents in the home, again, keeping with the small home-like family environment. And level 3 meaning they're able to provide care to the most complex individuals residing in the community.
So do they have to have experience in home care, and do they have to have particular training courses that they've taken?
So with their state license, they have to maintain training annually. They have to attend certain training annually. We require the same. They attend our trainings as well. They don't have to have formal experience. Some of our caregivers do. They have worked in nursing homes as nursing assistants or medical technicians or medication aides. But some of our caregivers took care of an elderly loved one or took care of, a loved one in their home. But the state puts them through the training, if you will. And then at that point, once they've done everything with the state, then we'll consider them.
That's Nicole Trimble, who coordinates VA Maryland's medical foster care program. Here on The Record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. In VA medical foster care, disabled veterans move into the home of a licensed caregiver. It's an alternative to institutional nursing home care. How do veterans pay for this care?
The veteran pays the caregiver for their care. There's never any money exchanged from the VA to the caregiver. What we do, we assist the veteran in applying for VA benefits. So if they're eligible for a monetary benefit known as aid in attendance, and that's monitored through the Baltimore Regional Office, we'll assist them with applying for that monetary benefit. When a veteran is coming into a medical foster home, we have the awesome ability to get it processed in a month. So the veteran, if they meet the eligibility requirement, can get that money in a month to help cover the cost of their room and board.
Is this more expensive than nursing home care?
No. This really was the mission, if you will, of this program, is to give veterans a more affordable option versus nursing home care. So the cost the veteran is paying for their care in the medical foster home is usually far less than what they would be paying in a nursing home or in an institutional setting.
What is the range of cost?
It really depends. The more care the veteran requires, the higher the rate of room and board will be. So if a veteran requires very little care, it could start out at $1,800. Now, if they require extensive assistance and extensive care, it can go up to $3,500.
And do the benefits that the veteran's eligible for tend to cover the care? I realize that would be different in every case.
It really depends, because the VA benefit is meant to be a supplement to the income the veteran may already be receiving. So we really work with our caregivers and our veterans as their care needs change to make sure the veteran can stay in the home long term.
How do you match a veteran to a caregiver?
Well, I have this crystal ball in my office that I use pretty regularly. We work very hard. I know my homes, you know, inside and out. I know what the caregiver is, what her strength is. And I know, you know, we try and look really closely at the veteran and what their needs are. Not only if they're a good fit with the caregiver, but a good fit with the veterans also currently residing in the home. So we may have, we have a fantastic partner, a wife, Anna, and her husband, and he's a veteran, and they're really good at caring for our veterans with dementia. So I tend to look to them if we have a referral for a veteran who may have dementia. So we look at sort of the whole picture, the home, the caregiver, as well as the veteran.
Have you had to move any? Have there been any that you had to sort of try again for,
you know,
a bid match?
Certainly. When you're in the business of taking care of people, there are some things that are unforeseen. And we do our best, if we have to move a veteran, to make sure we get them moved to the most appropriate level of care or setting. If they weren't a good fit in the home, we work very hard to get them on to the next best level of care.
And veterans in this program get home visits from healthcare providers, right?
Sure. So we have a fantastic group from the VA called the Home-Based Primary Care Program. They come in and see our veterans in the home. The nurse practitioner provides all of the primary care for the veteran right there in the home. Our nurses come do visits also. They can do lab work, draw the labs right in the home, bring supplies. We have an occupational therapist. We have a pharmacist. It's a beautiful team caring for the veteran in the home. And with medical foster home, we also have a full-time recreation therapist. So she goes out and sees our veterans that do have a difficult time getting out of the home or have a need for increased socialization in the community. She can take them on outings really to enrich their lives as, you know, they have these medical illnesses or as they age.
But veterans can go to the day program.
Absolutely.
Of the VA,
yep.
Right? The day activities that are available to veterans.
All of our veterans attend our adult daycare program. The VA contracts with community adult daycares, and we do work to send our veterans to the adult daycare 2 days a week.
What happens when a veteran who is in medical foster care requires more care than a home caregiver can provide?
Well, at that point, usually it's not a surprise. We've sort of seen it coming. Our caregivers are very much in tune with the veterans they're caring for. So, for example, currently we have a gentleman who is in the medical foster home with hospice care. He's dying at home with the caregiver he's been with for years. But if there is a case where we have to transition a veteran out to the next level of care, myself and their family or whoever might be their next of kin or support will work together to get them moved on to the next level of care.
I really appreciate your telling us how it works. Thanks, Nicole.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Nicole Trimble is a social worker and coordinator of the VA Maryland Medical Foster Care Program. Quick break here on the record. When we're back, we'll meet a veteran and caregiver in the medical foster care program and hear about their experience. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about a small but growing program run by the VA Maryland Healthcare System. It's medical foster care, where some disabled veterans go to live full-time in a caregiver's home rather than moving into an institution. How does medical foster care support its caregivers? How does the VA work to keep veterans healthy and active in the community? When we heard earlier from Nicole Trimble, who coordinates the VA Maryland Healthcare System's medical foster care program, she told us how veterans pay for this care and what it takes to qualify as a caregiver. Now we'll hear from two people who've been in the program for years. On the Record, senior producer Maureen Harvey went to Edgewood, Maryland, to speak to disabled U.S. Army veteran Peter Samaras, who previously had lived in a long-term facility for veterans, and his caregiver, Patrice Taylor, who opened her home to Samaras and another veteran through the medical foster care program.
Patrice, how did you find out about becoming a caregiver for the medical foster care program?
I found out through a friend, another assistant living. Her name was April, and the name of her business is April Showers. And that's how I found out about this program with the VA.
And did you have experience, prior experience in the caregiving field?
Yes, I've worked with several different group homes, children, adolescents, adults. I worked for Catholic Charities. I also worked for a company called Murray T. Banner.
And was there something about working with veterans or working with older adults that appealed to you?
Well, I think they all have something in common, and they have needs. And I've always catered to ones that need help. I think that's just a part of me, liking to help other people.
So, Peter, can you tell me about your military service?
Yes, I was in the 3 years. I got to spend time in Thailand, Boston, and Virginia.
And what branch of the military were you in?
U.S. Army.
And how did you come to live here with Patrice?
I was staying at Perry Point, and I needed a place to live. So they told me of her plight. Crystal brought me here.
And how long have you lived here?
Oh, six years.
And Patrice, how long have you, there's another veteran that lives here as well. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in this program?
I've been with this program for 7 years.
Peter, can you tell me what it was like to move in here?
Yes, it was good to move in here. I had my own room, my TV, and Miss Pat is very hospitable. She's nice to live with.
And what kind of things does she help you with?
My clothes, my hygiene. She feeds me, yeah.
Also, managing their medications, making sure that they take their medications, and making sure that they get to all of their appointments when they go to the community center or the day program, making sure they're appropriately dressed and clean. And that's pretty much it.
That's Patrice Taylor, a caregiver in the VA Maryland Healthcare System's Medical Foster Care Program. This is On the Record on WYPR, and I'm producer Maureen Harvey. We're at Patrice's home in Harford County, where she cares for two veterans, including U.S. Army veteran Pete Samaras.
Are there any examples of things maybe you had to adjust to living in a new environment, or having someone come in and live here?
Not really compromising. No, not really.
No, I get along with a lot of people, so it wasn't that bad.
One of the goals of this program is that it keeps veterans involved in the community and living in the community. Can you tell me how that's worked out for you?
Yeah, I go to senior programs.
Can you tell me about them?
We do activities. It's a place to go with other people, and that you eat there, and they have activities.
Is there any activity that you really enjoy?
Bingo.
Bingo. Are you good at it?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any kind of recreational therapy that you do?
Oh, yeah, with Lauren. She comes here every week and takes us out to places. We've been to a ball game. We've been to the Inner Harbor. We've been out places to eat.
And why is that helpful?
To get out, to socialize.
Have you gone on any trips together?
Yeah, on vacation. We went to Atlantic City, Trump Towers, on vacation.
We also went to Dewey Beach in Delaware, Rehovah Beach in Delaware. We also went to Pennsylvania to see a play.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah.
At a theater, Sights and Sound Theater.
It was good. Samson, what was the name of the play?
And living together, do you feel like a family, like you've built a family?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
He's been with me for, like, a while, a good while.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, he is like family. Everybody knows Pete.
And do you have any family in the area?
Just my uncle, but he lives in Leesburg, Virginia.
Another goal of this program is to provide a more affordable option than, you know, full-time care in a facility. Have you found that to be the case for you?
Yes, I do. The price is right.
Patrice, what kind of support do you receive from the VA?
The support system is really good. You have your social worker, you have your program coordinator, you have your nurses. Also, ones that need wheelchair equipment, the VA always supplies equipment that we need. I also have a stair glide that they supplied. They also supply the medications. It's a very good support system. Everybody that I've dealt with, you know, were pretty good.
So the licensing process for this is pretty complicated. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
First, you have to be licensed through the state. Also, you have to make sure that you're in regulations with fire safety. You have to make sure that their rooms are appropriate with the correct bedding, dresser, lamp. Of course, I've always had like a TV in the room, and that's pretty much it.
Do you have to take any type of ongoing classes or anything to keep up a certification?
Every year I have to renew MedTech license, also fire and safety, CPR and first aid, some behavior classes, and that's it. That's pretty much it.
Are there ongoing check-ins by the VA to make sure everything's up to standard?
Yes, even though your license comes from the state, you also have to be approved and certified with the VA as well. They also have pretty much the same regulations, but some are a little differ. You know, not a lot, but some is differ. So you have to be approved with the VA as well.
Peter, what would you want other veterans to know about this program?
I think it worked and that they have a place to go, and I think it's a good program.
On the Record, senior producer Maureen Harvey spoke with caregiver Patrice Taylor and U.S. Army veteran Pete Samaras at their home in Edgewood. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we have links to more information about medical foster care for veterans, including the requirements for caregivers and contact information for interested veterans. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. and thanks.